Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
Today we'll be looking at the true tongue-speaking believer. And we want to start with our anchor scriptures, reading the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 1 to 4. Hallelujah. You look tired. Why? Was the Friday too much for you? Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather ye may ought prophesy. Can we read the verse 2 together? We are all reading. Let's go. Speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understand him. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. Verse 3. But he that prophesy speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. Second, are we at verse 4? Let's add verse 4. He that speak in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesy edifieth the what? The church. Acts chapter 2, verse 2 to 8. I'm going to do a very long reading there. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of old, a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jewish devout men out of every nation under heaven. This is very serious. Every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in their own language. Verse 7. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Verse 8. How hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Let's go to the verse 9. Persians, Medes, and not Elamites, and the dwellers in what? Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and not Cappadocia, in not Pontus, and not Asia. Sometimes if you're reading the Bible, don't take care. But you'll touch them. Some of the words. Where then? Everyone is saying? Phygia. According to the school you attended. What's it law for? No, Phrygia. And not Pamphylia, in not Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about what? Cyrene, and strangers of what? Rome, Jewish and not proselytes. So if you look at it, these were the languages that the translation, they could hear the tongues they were speaking. It is these languages that was there at that instant they were hearing them. And these were powerful international languages. Hallelujah. Let's move to our last reading. Genesis chapter 10, verse 20. Genesis chapter 10, verse 20. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. Can you give me verse 31? These are the sons of what? Shem. So he spoke about Ham. He was speaking about Shem. These are the sons of what? Shem, after their families, after their tongues, after their lungs, and after their nation. Father, we thank you this morning
We pray that as your word come unto us, let it come with power and might. And Father, we pray that this will enlighten us and cause us to draw closer to you in your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our last series, the sub-series we are looking at, is drawn on the point that we should be what? Filled and not be full. So be filled and be full. And we saw that the act of filling is the act when the Holy Ghost comes upon what? The believer. With the evidence of what? Speaking in what? In tongues. So last week, we examined the coming upon us as an act of a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we found out that coming upon us was a very critical need of the believer. And it was a critical desire of God, because there is an act of the Holy Spirit that God desires to see in the believer. And we know that that act is the act of what? Dominion. Because the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of what? Dominion. So there's an act of the Holy Spirit called dominion that God desired to see in man. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, we find out that the purpose or one of the orientations for which God created man is that they will have what? Dominion. So dominion has been God's desire to see man being an actor for dominion. We found out the definition of dominion was what? Sovereign power. Sovereign power, one of the interpretations of dominion. So God wants to see that the believer or the child of God has that ability to express what? Sovereign power. So in as much as we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us, which leads to our regeneration, our rebirth, working out the character of God in us, God also wants to see that not only do he indwells us, he's also to come upon us, that they will see the dominion function of the Holy Spirit in us. So Jesus said to them that in book of Acts chapter 1 verse 4, that wait until the Spirit comes upon you. And in verse 8 he interpreted that when he comes upon you, shall receive what? Power. You shall receive what? Why would we receive power? For the purposes of dominion. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. So the Holy Ghost baptism, the infilling, is a critical need. If you are here and you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, one very essential element of your nature as a believer is not fully met. That is the act of dominion. Because it was by that God comes upon them to express dominion. Hallelujah. So today we want to look at if the coming of the Holy Ghost is an evidence of tongue speaking, then tongue speaking is a very critical aspect that we need to examine in the Christian practice. And I know most of you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. Is there anybody who is not baptized in the Holy Ghost who cannot speak in tongues here? Is there anybody here? Thank God. Then this church, we are blessed. Can we give a clap offering unto the Lord? Amen. You go to some places and just few people speak in tongues. But we are in a church where we all have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Today, we want to look at tongue speaking. And when I say a true tongue-speaking believer, I'm not trying to say that there are false tongue-speaking believers. But I want to talk about the truth or the evidence, the impact that when somebody speaks in tongues, you see in their life, or the potency of that act of tongue-speaking in the life of the believer. We will not be able to examine this whole concept today, maybe even not in next week. It might be some time, or we may even wrap up the whole feeling with this aspect, but I want you to pay a critical attention. Do not sleep on me. Do not be absent-minded, because if you understand what we're going to present today, you will see how you are going to place premium on tongue speaking. The way we are trying to underestimate tongue speaking in our generation, I believe that by the time we are through with this lesson or through with this very message, we will place premium. You'll be very proud that you speak in tongues. And you understand why you shouldn't play with tongue speaking. Are you with me? Are you with me? So now let's start. The word tongue, scientifically, is an organ. True or false? Good. But in literature, the word tongue stands for languages. So literature, when we say tongue, we are talking about languages. So we have what we call your mother tongue. So science defines tongue as an organ in the human system. Literature defines tongue as what? Languages. Amen. And what is language? Language is a means of what?
Communication.
So language is a means of what?
Communication. Hallelujah.
So if language is a means of communication, first of all, let's look at the principle of communication. Let's look at what communication next. Let's examine how communication is very important. Number one, let's look at the definition of communication. Follow me very well. We are looking at the true tongue-speaking believer, right? So when the word tongue is what we are first of all examining. We found out that the word tongue as defined, we are looking at it as it by scientific, by science, is a word, is a definition of a thought, an organ. And by literature, it's what? A language. Amen. Don't lose focus. Follow. So we said languages are means of communication. Is that not it? So what is communication? Another key word here. Let's define it. Communication is the concept or state of exchanging data or information between entities. So whenever we want to exchange data or information, what aid that to be done is what? Communication. I remember I studied a whole course in UCC for one semester called Business Communication, BISCOM, yeah. It was a very interesting course. We thought we knew communication until I did BISCOM. I found out we don't know what communication is. Communication is not about just speaking. Communication is a broad thing. Hallelujah. So a simple way to define communication to you is when there is an exchange of information or data, communication has what? Taking place. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, another thing we need to know is that even though communication is primarily or most times done by speech or the use of words, communication is not limited to words. Symbols can also be used as a means of what? Communication. Hallelujah. Amen. So people who are deaf are able to communicate. You're able to communicate with them by what? Signs and what? Symbols. Hallelujah. So as long as information has been passed to you, whatever means by which you receive that information, we call it what? Communication has been what? Be done. So whether I'm silent and you understood it, I've communicated to you. Most of us have learned that. We have received a lot of communication from our mothers by just their facial expression. You go somewhere and they want to give you something and you look at your mom. It is enough to understand whether to receive or to what? To give. Hallelujah. Amen. There's this kid that's, how many of you know Tigolo? I know most of you have been watching that guy's skit. He's one of the Nigerian, one of his videos. He and the mother went to a place and they served them jollof. The mother looked at him. He said, this one, let me eat so that when you go, you beat me because this jollof, I can't let it go. So he ate and asked for more because he knows that as for the beatings. Said, this one, I'll eat. When you go beat me. When they got to him, he went to bring the cane. Said, mommy, I'm ready. Flog me. Hallelujah. So we know communication is not necessarily us speaking of words. Hallelujah. Number one. So communication is something that is very general with us. Now, the first thing I want you to know is that God designed all his creations or programmed all his creations to be able to what? Communicate. All creations are able or have the ability to communicate. That is, they have the ability to communicate within themselves or communicate with God. Let's read some few scriptures. The book of Psalms chapter 19 verse 1 to 3. Communication is not between only man and God. The entire creation of God is designed that they have the ability to communicate. So let's read. The heavens declare. Can you hear that? Heavens do what? How is declaration done? The glory of God. And the firmament showeth his what? Handiwork. Let's go verse 2. Day unto day uttered what? Speech. And night unto night showeth what? Knowledge. The verse 3. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not what? Heard. What was God, the Bible, talking about here? The heavens and the earth, the firmament. So all creations of God have the ability or the program system in them to be able to what? Communicate. Another scripture very important, Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 10. Let's read Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 10. I'm laying a point. Follow me. The mountains saw thee and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered what? His voice. Now, we're going to talk about this concept deep. The word deep.
Actually, let me help you. It stands for the sea, the fountain, the fountains of the sea. And it's also a representation of the spirit of a man. We will talk about that. It is part of this whole course we are going to do. The deep, that means the fountains, the sea, uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. So as you are here, you don't know that the deep has a hand. It has a hand. Last reading, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 10. I'm just trying to establish a point that communication is not only between God and man, but the entire creation of God have the ability to communicate. For the mountains will I take up a weeping. For the mountains will I take up a weeping and wailing for the habitations of the wilderness, a lamentation, because they are burnt up so that none can pass through them. Neither can men hear the voice of the cattle, both the fowl of the heavens and the beasts are fled. They are out gone. So you can see various creations of God here having the form of what? Expressions in what? Communication. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So the earth can speak to you. Yes. Yes. Be very careful. Amen. Can we continue? Okay. However, in both the realm of God and the realm of man, that is the time realm and eternity realm, the most strongest and powerful way of communication is by speaking. And you will find out that God, even in his first introduction in scriptures, introduced himself as what? A speaking God. So if you look in the realms of God and in the realms of man, you will find out that even though elements are able to communicate, the strongest and the most used, let me say the strongest, the powerful means of communication is by speech. Hallelujah. We know that the word, according to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, that the world were created by the words of God. True of us. Good. So speaking is a very important and the most powerful means of communication. Hallelujah. And we know that God is a speaking God because all his creations are able to what? Hear him. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 45. So all creations are able to communicate. All creations are able to hear God. Because God is a what? A speaking God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, set thy face towards the south and drop the word toward the south. And prophesy against the hot forest of what? The south field. Can you hear? Not, this one is not prophesying against. It's prophesying against forest, not man. Let's read. And say to the forest of the south, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God. Behold, I would kindle a fire in thee, and it shall devour every green tree in thee, and every dry tree, the flaming hot flame shall not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north shall be burnt therein. Verse 48. And all flesh shall see that I, the Lord, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. Who was God speaking to? The forest of the south. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1. Let's go. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, the kings of what? Judah. Verse 2. Oh, hear heavens. Can we go together? Oh, what? Hear heavens. Hear, oh, heavens. Sorry. And give ear, oh, what? Earth. For the Lord hath what? Spoken. So we are still talking about tongue, and we found out that literature defines tongue as what? Language. And we know that language is a means of what? Communication. And we are establishing communication. We said that communication is where information are passed. Is that not it? But the predominant, strongest way with communication is that is what? Speaking. So we are still on the matter of what? Tongue. And I'm telling you that all creations are programmed to communicate. They are also programmed to what?
here because God is a speaking God. So you see here, heavens and earth have been summoned against us. Into the boat, no. I be a boy in casa. I know somebody curses you. He goes to the sea with egg or an alcoholic drink, most times snap. And words are out spoken. And these elements hear them and act. In Genesis chapter 3, what did God do? He said, curse is the earth because of you. And the earth was cursed. He said, it shall bring forth what? Tongues. Didn't it bring forth tongues? It did. Why? Because the God who created them is a speaking God. Therefore, if God is a speaking God, it means that the concept of speaking or tongues, language, is a very essential principle we need to study. Hallelujah. So tongue speaking, we will come there, but we are laying foundation. Now, what has been the impact of tongues in the life of human beings? Number one, do you know that among all the things that God created, it's only human beings that God gave the right to be able to put words together and speak? Yeah, only human beings. Because we have the ability to communicate and speak freely, that right, we have it. Language has had its effect on human behavior as natural human beings. I'm not talking about spiritual, I'm talking about natural human beings. Are you following me? I'm laying a foundation, I want you to follow. Number one, let's look at one example. One of the ways that language has affected human beings is that language has been able to demarcate the earth. The earth, or the human beings on this earth, are demarcated by language. Genesis chapter 10 verse 20. Follow. So the power of language, tongue, is that it's able to what? Demarcate this earth. Now, said, these are the sons of what? Ham. After their what? Families. And after their what? Tongues. Did you see it over there? Languages, tongues. Genesis chapter, go to the verse 31. That was our third reading, right? These are the sons of what? Shem. After their what? Families. After their what? Language. So if you look on this earth right from the book of Genesis, how the earth was demarcated, people were demarcated, started with what? Language. That's powerful. Are you following? So be very careful with language. Because language has already demarcated. You don't need to be told when you hear people say va, fika nechu, when you are traveling on the outskirts of Accra, heading towards somewhere. The moment you start hearing that, 1, 2, 3, 4 people speaking, you know you find yourself where are you? Where are you? Mm-hmm. You have entered Volta region. Hallelujah. Amen. So, naturally, language has been able to draw borders. Borders. For what? Hallelujah. Number two, language defines the culture, values, and peculiarities of people. Language. Now, you know that when Nebuchadnezzar was looking for people to serve in his court as wise men, one of the requirements was that they should be taught the language of what? The Chaldeans. Do you know why? Because when they teach them the language of the Chaldeans, indirectly they impact the values, the peculiarity, and the act of behavior of the Chaldeans onto them indirectly. If you stay in a place and you learn to speak their language, I remember very well when we were in SHS, some of us didn't learn how to use foul words until our school fathers, who were gang, started teaching us gang. Then you start hearing, sorry, unya ik bemi. That was the first thing they taught me. That's I'm saying, sorry. But you know, in court, the gangs, they are very free to, like, they don't take offense in using foul words at you. So if you are with them and you are easily offended, you can't work with guns. You can't, because they are free spirit. They can just, oh, saw me. Then it's a greeting. They are good to go. That's how they are. So if you find yourself in Accra, especially in a typical gang community, and you begin to learn to speak their language, I tell you, you check yourself.
You can see that you freely say things without.
Yes.
If you find yourself among the accounts, you are very careful with how you use words. Because if you don't take care, you go to the chief palace. Just for making one statement. Yes. That's the power of language. So it defines the culture of the people. Do you know that there are certain wise sayings? Eh? It even tells us the history. Language helps you to know, even know the history of some people. There is this about Chinimba Korea. It is a wise saying. So you'll be no comment. Right? Where is going to then? Do you follow? So there's something that has happened that has now become a language, and it gives you an idea. Hallelujah. There are a lot of expressions we use in English that gives you an idea of something that has happened. How did we get Valentine's Day? How did we get that word? It's because of an incident, right? So when we talk about Valentine's Day, it's a language, it's a word spoken, but it helps you to know that there's a history behind that word. Steve, that's how powerful language is, sir. Can we move on? Do you know that the identity of people can be revealed by language? And today you and I are going to read one very shocking scripture in the Bible. In fact, when I came across this scripture, Daddy Joe has preached about it before. But I read it again, I laughed. Let's read. Let's see something in the book of... Let's start with Judges first. Judges chapter 12, verse 4 to 6. Watch. Language reveals your identity. Do you know that in some part of this country here, when they tell you to go and eat food, let them demonstrate it. Hallelujah. Because they are H. I was telling my wife that a typical Ewe man cannot make an English statement without inserting an Ewe word. And a typical Fanti man cannot speak a Fanti language without three English words in them. Then Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim. And the men of Gilead smote Ephraim because they said, "Ye Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manassites." Let's continue. And the Gileadites took the passage of Jordan before the Ephraimites. And it was so that when those Ephraimites, which were escapes, said, "Let me go over," that the men of Gilead would say unto them, "Art thou an Ephraimite?" If they said no, see how they are going to test. Then said them unto him, say now what? Shibboleth. If you are not an Ephraimite, pronounce the word Shibboleth. What happens? And he said what? Shibboleth. For he could not frame to pronounce it what? Right. Because it's an Ephraimite. What happened? Then they took him and slew him at the passage of Jordan. And they fell at that time of Ephraimite 42,000. 42,000 people died because they can't pronounce the word Shibboleth. It's not Shibboleth. Language. Power of language. 42,000 people. What is the difference between Shibboleth and men? So you are trying to tell. Hey, let me end it there. I didn't say it too. I'm not part of it. Language is very powerful. Language. Thank. Ephraimite. How was Peter caught on the day that Jesus was being tried? Mark. Let's read that one. Another funny one. Mark. Chapter 14, verse 70. The impact of tongue on the natural man, not only does it demarcate, it defines our culture and it defines our identity. So the way you pronounce a word, you know, when a Nigerian person is here, you know, by the way he pronounced the word doctor. How do we say doctor? Come, how do we say come? So how do they pronounce cucumber? You see the whole thing? Do not, when an American man is here and a British man is here, you know them. Let them pronounce the word water. As for the British, you don't even hear the word.
As if their tongue is tied back to their. Let's see how Peter was caught. That he was one of Jesus' followers. And he denied it again. And a little fear, and a little after, they that stood by said to Peter, "Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth there." He said, "You can't say you're not one of them. Hey, Galilean, and the way you speak." So that's why they go to Nigeria. Peter, you are part of these disciples. Because they were most of they were Galileans. Hallelujah. Amen. So just by pronunciation, tongue, we know who you are. Amen. Even pronunciation can even define the school you attended. That's why some of us are very careful to represent our school. What I've suffered in my house, eh? And I'm still suffering. That gay girl in my house. I'm not saying much. Hallelujah. Number three. When I make a statement, if correction was a whole course, like by this time I'm at level 400. Number three. Tongue has an impact in the development of a society. It's believed that countries or places that speak their local dialect develop faster than those who speak foreign dialect. So look at countries like Russia, China, Germany. Even let me not go that far. Look at North African countries. Their local dialect is what? Arabic. And you see the fast development going over there. Do you know why? Because of tongue. So tongue is a very vital system, even the natural man's life. How much more the spiritual man? Hallelujah. How much more the what? The spiritual man. So now, let's look at the impact of the organ tongue. Because when I was talking about tongue, I was talking about the literature, right? Is that not it? So now we are going to look at the organ as a language. Hallelujah. Amen. Those who came too close, as you are welcome. Now let's start. God designed man to dominate and rule through tongue. God designed man. So now let's look at something. The book of Jeremiah chapter. Wait. Let's start Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Now we are building. Come and sit here. Oh, here. There's a space here. Hallelujah. Death and what? Life are in the power of what? The tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 15. Let's read that one. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and what? Evil. So the power of choice, the ability to choose, the ability to what? Make choices is only given to man. That system, dominion, is controlled by your tongue. Your tongue. Are you following me? So with even these explanations I've given to you, tongue speaking shouldn't be something you joke with. Because tongue speaking is even, by this natural definition, is an identity. It's an identity. So when you speak in tongues, it's even an identity. Per even the natural man's wells of influence. Hallelujah. Amen. When God wanted to give dominion to man, okay? God said he should have dominion over what? The fishes of the earth, the sea, the fowls of what? The air. And not the crippling not blank animals. Sorry. Now, how did God do that? Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. I'm taking this slowly because I want us to understand the concept by which I'm coming about. Tongue speaking. I said that
tongue, which is the organ, is the dominion factor naturally in man. And when God wanted man to start exercising dominion, how did he introduce man to dominion? And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Follow. When God said to Adam that have dominion, the way by which God introduced Adam to the school of dominion was first of all the ability to what? Speak. And the Bible said, whatever he called any animal, so was the name. Do you know what it means? Adam was the one who defined the characteristics of every living animal we see now. So if Adam had called the goat lion, the goat would have become a lion. If Adam had called the cat an eagle, the cat would have become an eagle. Every character you would have seen in the eagle would have been seen in the what? In the cat. In the spirit realm, naming has nothing to do with a nomenclature. It has to do with your identity. That's why the angel asked Jacob, what is your name? You think the angel didn't know his name? Ah. You think the angel didn't know his name? He knows his name. But he asked him because what he did does not tally with the identity he had. He said, no. You are not Jacob. You are Israel. Because it is only Israel who can contend with God and man and prevail. He contended with his uncle, prevailed, and contended with him and prevailed. So this kind of act cannot, by recognition in the spirit realm, cannot be a supplanter. A supplanter do not have that capacity to do that. So you cannot be a supplanter and be able to prevail with God and with man. So this is actually your identity. You didn't know your name. So your name is Israel. So as you sit here, the name we call you is just for identification, but your true identity is not the name we are calling you. If not, somebody, sometimes this TikTok, the one who created TikTok, God bless the person. He has really made. He said you go to a country like England and other stuff, and people are called rice, drink water, and whatever, and they are blessed. But you come to a country like Ghana in Africa, somebody is calling, it's called favor. Are you there with me? Somebody's called Richmond. But there's nothing. That tells you that it is an identity. Your actual recognition in the spirit has not come yet. Are you with me? So the first time God wanted man to exercise dominion, he started with what? Speaking. So speaking is, you don't talk with it. You come to tongue speaking. Follow. Dominion. Now, do you know that what God did to be able to interrupt an activity that nobody could stop was to confuse the tongues of people? Genesis chapter 11. Let's read. Let me tell you. In Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11. Let's go verse 7. Genesis chapter 11, verse 7. You all know the story of Genesis chapter 11, don't you? The Tower of Babel and the city. They've already built the city. And they've already finished building the tower. And they were building the city. Now, most people think that it was the language God changed. God didn't change the language. Because in Genesis chapter 10, you find that there were already what? Languages. Two of us. Are you with me? In Genesis chapter 10, we found out that there were already what? Languages. So God didn't change their language. Actually, what happens is that in Genesis chapter 10, those days, it doesn't matter the language you speak, your friend is able to understand you. What God took away was the understanding. When God wanted to interrupt the power, the dominion of man, he took away the understanding. Read. So he said, God, you let us go down and confound their heart, their language. How did he confound their language? That they may not understand one another's what? Speech. Because in the previous verse, for these things that these people have decided to do, imagine to do, nothing can stop them. That is how powerful the tongue of man is. That whatever man decides to say, when there's a common understanding between two people and they begin to speak, oh Jesus.
It will only take a way of taking away the understanding to stop them. Every war started with what? Words. Every war. Every transformation also started with what? Words. You are a product of words sitting here. When you were born, your head was empty. You didn't know anything. What you have become, you call yourself a doctor, whatever you call yourself, is a product of somebody what? So if I want to make a subject difficult for you, I just take away the understanding of that subject. Why did you hate maths? Why do you all hate maths? 90% of you here hate maths. If you hate maths, lift up your hand. See, some people are not honest with themselves. If you hate mathematics, lift up your hand. If you investigate why they hate mathematics, you find out that the understanding of that subject was taken away from them. So the maths teacher taught them by beatings, not by... How many of you went through that kind of school? We learned maths by beatings. Hey, mentor! I don't know whether it is the wife of the teacher that is causing that money problem for us. Hey, Erade, you are free. 4 times 3 plus 2 times 1 plus 4. Na bane kasa. Oh, GS has not been fair to us. Banning Cain, he has not been fair to us. No, he has not been fair to us. How many of you experienced that generation? 432 minus 3 plus 4 times 0. Not that you are even... when they are asking the question, they can't hear. Sir Philip, God forgive you. What you have done to my life. So right from the beginning, you already... Because it's not like you had understanding of what. But the subjects that you had understanding of them, you like them. Has anything stopped you from passing them? So God, when he wanted to take away the act of dominion, the impact of dominion that man had, he confused their language. That's how powerful tongue is. Nothing can stop people who understand the same language. Hallelujah. Are you with me? The tongue is very important. Very important to God. Such that when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, the first thing he looked for to touch was the tongue of man. Now I'm coming into the church. I'm done with the natural aspect now. Are you with me now? Now we are zooming into the tongue speaking. When the Holy Ghost came, the first time he came upon the church, the first target was what? The tongues of. Do you know why? Let me explain to you. He targeted the tongues of men and touched the tongue of men or expressed itself as a hot tongue of fire because there were two problems that he needed to solve, which was relating to dominion. The first one was in Genesis chapter 11. Let's deal with that one first. The same place be there now. You know that God confused their language, right? That they couldn't understand each other. So as long as you and I cannot understand each other, it means that there's no way we can agree. The Bible said that how can two walk together unless they ought? And the Bible said one shall put to flight what? 1,000. And two tanks of what? So the ability of man to influence and transform a place has to do with the ability to understand. So when God came and he wanted them to take over, he said, the Bible said that you shall be my witness, right? Unto Jerusalem, unto Judea, unto Samaria, and to the outermost part of the world. The ability to take over the entire world was on a verdict of the ability to understand each other and to restore that thought, that confusion. So the first thing God touched was their faith. Let's see the book of Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 2. Verse 6. That was our second reading, right? Now, when this noise... when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in their own words. Now, this thing that happened there was not that Peter's tongue was Arabic, and then Osofo Blaise's tongue was Akan, and then Joshua was speaking tongues in Dagumba. No, that was not what happened. When they were speaking in tongues, whoever came there could understand what all of them were saying. Are you following? They could understand what all. So let's say as we are all here speaking in tongues, I could hear everybody speaking in my language. I am an Ewe. And Osofu Bilis is an Akan, right? Bono, right? You also can hear them speaking typical Bono. Whilst I can also hear them speaking typical out. Ewe. When was that possible? It was in the book of Genesis chapter 11. When although the entire world were having different languages, when they spoke, each of them could understand. When what did they do? They were able to build a tower that threatened God. And God came down to confuse them. Don't play with tongue speaking. Don't play with it. Because a problem has been solved. It means that henceforth, people from diverse countries, diverse ethnicity, can dwell together and there will be a spirit of agreement and they can pursue things that nobody can stop them. That is why they were from different places. Some were Gentiles, but the church grew. I pray for you. You see, that is the impact of tongue speaking. When it came upon the church, it corrected it. It doesn't matter the language you were born with. That if you speak, I understand. Second problem corrected. So the first problem was that the understanding that was devoid from man was restored through the tongue. Number two, the clothing of tongues. Have you seen a clothing of tongue before? How does it look like? It looks like a splitted what? Is that not it? Is that not how it looks like? Flame. That's a much in me, Nubisa. Is that not it? That's how a clothing of tongue looks like. Clothing of fire. That's how it looks like. It was also a symbolism that came to also solve another problem that has to do with tongue. Why didn't the Holy Spirit came like a golden cap on them? Why didn't it come like that? Right? Did it come like that? On Jesus, he came like a dove. Why didn't he come on the disciples like a dove? By clothing of fire. It was because God was solving a problem that has to do with tongue. I'm going to show you. How did Adam fall? Adam fell through tongue. When Eve began to speak, communicate, express words with the serpent, what happened? The serpent set their tongue on fire, that they could be able to pursue the cause of what, the things of hell. Let's see the book of James chapter 3 verse 6. Let's see what happened when man fell. What became of man's tongue? Let's look at it. James 3 verse 6. Are you with me? Are you with me? And the tongue is what? So language is what? I said, do you know what happened in Rwanda? The genocide of Rwanda. How did this start? One person sat on the radio and insulted one tribe. And that is how over how many? 3 million, right? 5 million people were slaughtered. Tongue. Who set it on fire? A world of what? So what happened in the Garden of Eden was that the tongue that was meant to be an expression of dominion was set on fire to become a world of what? Iniquity. So it is the tongue among our members that it defiled the whole body. So as you talk, how you defile us is the tongue. The whole body, and set on fire the cause of what? Nature. And it is set on fire of what? Hell. So the tongue of man was set on fire from where? Hell. And on the day of Pentecost, God said that if the devil in the Garden of Eden set your tongue on fire for hell, then I'll set your tongue now on fire for the kingdom of God. So that Holy Ghost baptism that comes upon the believer who uses his tongue to speak evil and say things that do not bring life, when the Holy Ghost come upon that person, that tank is set on fire. See, the devil set your tank on fire, right, from hell, right? That the one that come from heaven set you on fire. So you find out in the book of Acts, when the Holy Ghost came upon them, words that came from their mouth was healing people. Words. How did Peter heal the man at the beautiful gate? He spoke a word and the man just got up and walked. It was out of the same tank that the Bible said that these are men who turn the city upside down. Some people have used their tongue to turn their family upside down. Just a word they said has been the reason why nobody rose up. But I'm telling you that when the Holy Ghost come upon a man, that same tongue can reverse that act and set the entire family on fire. Said that no man in that family. Don't underestimate tongue speaking. I pray for you. If your tank has been set on fire by hell for many years, that it has kept on defiling you, defiling, setting the world on fire, I said that the Holy Ghost is coming so strong upon you, that baptism of the Holy Ghost will come on you. When it came upon the disciples, weak men, the Bible said, with great power, the apostle witnessed the word of God. I declare in the name of Jesus that the fire that came from heaven will set us on fire. That's why Jesus said that John baptized you with water, but in many days now I will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. It's because that arrow, that dam was done in the Garden of Eden, will be corrected by the tongues of fire. That the tongues of men now will not set things on course, but the motivation of the hell of fire, by the fire from God, that fire that cannot be quenched. Hola Mavasaya. Hey. So you see a mere man who had no grace upon his life. When the Holy Ghost comes on such a person, a word. When he speaks, you should be careful. Oh, vela mando, sir. A mere man. Because this time, that tank is not set on fire from hell. That tank is now set on fire. The holy fire of heaven. That holy fire that consumed. See, it consumes them. Oh, have you seen somebody who is baptized in the Holy Ghost? You will see that this person is consumed by God. They are consumed just like the sacrifice of Elijah. They are consumed that nothing of their life is left. And no weakness in their life is any more sin. When the Holy Ghost come upon you. So indeed, if you have been baptized by the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, I want to see you being consumed. As when Jehovah says, set me on fire, it means that when that Holy Ghost came upon me, I bend for people to see her. I don't know more shakata. Elebrana masuya. I don't kebale adiata. We will burn her. I don't mele masaya. We will burn her for the cause of the things of the kingdom. We will burn. So, tongue speaking came first of all to correct that error of confusion. That when we speak, that is why it doesn't matter which tribe you are. When the gospel is preached, you hear it. Hey, that confusion is taken away. Yes. It doesn't matter. See, the gospel has never changed. It isn't wherever you go. Do you know why? Because that confusion is taken out from the man. That is why the harvest was so huge on that day, 3,000 people, because confusion was taken away instantly. And that when men speak, their colleagues could understand them. So that was where that is why the harvest back began to become huge. Oh, my man, no bullshit. I pray for you. You see, you think the tongue speaking that came upon you is just to rababababa? No. You have a wrong perception about it. A true tongue speaking believer, that is not it. Your tongue has something has happened. You don't know. Something has happened. That is why you cannot open your mouth and curse anymore. Hey, that is not from heaven. That is not from heaven. You can't open your mouth. That is why you cannot just kiss somebody who's not your. No. You can't do that. You cannot use it. The tank, that organ now, something has happened to it. You are still in the elementary knowledge of what you're doing. The true tongue. Hey. Commando Bosaya. That is why this generation, we the orientation about tongue speaking is poor. That is why we take it lightly. Now, let me talk to you about speaking in tongues.
All I have done now is to define tongues to you, language, and also talk about the organ of expression. Now I want to release you into the realm of tongue speaking. Now we start the course. Oh Jesus. See, can you open your mouth and speak 1 minute in tongues? Yes, just do that. See, that's why when you speak, there is a fire that bangs. That bangs in you. That fire. Oh. Oh, levra siaka. Oh, ranana mamo senve de la mata. Oh, nino mo vela masaya. Kola vala basaya. Hey. Now, tongue speaking was a vital concept in the early church and in scriptures. Tongue speaking, vital concept. And today we want to look at the general knowledge you need to have about when we talk about tongue speaking. Now, the first thing that you need to understand that in the church there is diversities of what? Tongue. Remember that when I'm talking about tongue, I'm talking about language. So there's the language of the church. There's a language of the church. There are diversities, meaning that there are different ways or different medium of tongues or different forms of tongues. So we're going to look at that today. Then, God willing, in preceding weeks, we will dive deeper into certain realities and truth of what is very necessary to our course we are learning. Hallelujah. Now, these diversities are, okay, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28, diverse kinds of tongues. For you to appreciate the impact of tongues, we have to know there are various appearances of it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, third teachers, and after the miracles, then gifts of what? Healing and helps, government and what? Diversities of what? So there's not only one tongue in the church. There are diversities. Different. Now, these diversities, let's start with them. The first one you need to know is the tongues of men or angels. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of what? Men. And of what? Angels. So, in the body of Christ, the believer have the capacity to speak tongues of men. Tongues of men is your natural language. It's we can speak that language, okay? God can even give you the ability to speak in other people's language when you have not even have the ability to what? Learn their language. And we also have another language we call the tongues of what? Angels. I'm not here to teach on the tongues of angels. But know that there is a way a man have the capacity as a believer. That Holy Ghost baptism you have received, it gives you the enablement to speak the tongues of what? Angels. So, that is the first group of what? Tongues. So, when I say we are speaking in tongues, or somebody spoke in tongues, it's not only about the other one. There is one aspect of this tongue. This aspect has no any relevance to what we want to do, so I'm not going to go there. But there is a tongue called the tongues of men or tongues of what? Angels. Number two, we have tongues as a sign. There's another form of tongues that we speak that is a sign. Are you with me? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20 to 22. This class of tongues is not very common. And I'll talk about it briefly. Are you there? Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit, in malice be children, but in understanding be men. Continue. 21. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto these people,
Are you listening? Are you following? Other out tongues and other out lips will I speak unto these people, and yet for all that will they not what? Hear. They will not hear me, saith the Lord. Verse 22. Why? Well, for tongues are for what? Are for what? Not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. So there's another form of tongues that we speak, or God can cause the believer to speak. That is a sign unto the unbeliever. Now, if you look into the Bible, there were three instances that this happened. Number one was in the book of Acts chapter 2. When the Spirit came first upon the disciples. Hello? They spoke it and it was a sign. Do you know why it was a sign to them? It was a sign because all the gifts in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 was already in operation. Yes, we are already in operation. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, they have experienced them. The only one they have never seen before was what? Speaking in tongues. So, the speaking in tongues was a sign unto the unbelievers that authenticates somebody as a Christian or a church. So, when Peter went to the house of Cornelius, for Peter to be very sure that they too were part of the body of Christ, that God has also opened the door unto the Gentiles. Do you know what happened? Tongue speaking was the evidence. Do you know why they baptized them? It's not because they received the message. When as the pastor, as Peter was out speaking, chapter 10, I think after 30, below, I think verse 39, 40. The pastor, whilst Peter was speaking, the Holy Ghost came upon them and they began to what? Speak in tongues. And then Peter said, what shall prevent this one from being what? Baptized. Is that not it? So what was the authentication of them? It was the tongue. That was the sign. So there are certain tongues we speak, they are signed to unbelievers. God is giving them it's a sign. That's another class of tongues. So this kind of tongue, as the scripture said, is directed unto the what? The world. Unbelievers. Hallelujah. Is directed to them as a sign. Amen. Amen. So this has been one of the, let me help. You know, this has been one of the doctrine that have been propagated that tongue speaking is not relevant in this generation. It's because of this kind of tongue. Because it was a sign unto the people on that day, the day of Pentecost. But was that all to tongue speaking? No. That was a class. That was a different form of what? Tongues. A sign. So if that was all, we could have said that tongue speaking has ended. But that's not all the teachings about tongue speaking. Hallelujah. Amen. There is more to tongues. Let's continue. So, the next one is tongue of ministry or tongues as ministry. There's another kind of tongues in the church that we speak that is for ministerial purpose. That is to provide service to people. And this is the tongue of what? Prophecy. I don't want to talk much about this because I've already preached this. So, there is a way we minister to the church through what? Tongues. That is the tongues of what? Prophecy. This kind of tongue is active in the public gathering. And Paul even gave rules by which it should be operated. That it should not be more than what? Three. And also, it's only allowed when there's an interpreter. So there's another kind of tongue that comes to what? Minister to people. And that one is what we call the tongues of what? Prophecy. Are you with me? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13 to 19. You can write it. You can write it down. We are not reading that. You can also look at it at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 27 to 28. Now, the one that we are going to dwell on, which is very important to you, and is important to this course we are looking at, is what I call the tongues of mystery. Follow me. There's another kind of tongue that is not the tongue of an angel. That is not a tongue as a sign. That is not a tongue that is to minister to people, But that tongue, Paul called it the tongues of what? Mysteries. The language of what? Mysteries. And if you are a student of our Father, you know that mystery is a very key word in the Bible. And this tongue is what you use to pray. And that is your private tongue that serves you. And that is what we call you a tongue-speaking believer. That tongue, the Bible calls it the tongue of me. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let's read. Quick. 14 verse 2. Let's read. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto what? Men, but what? Unto God. For no man understandeth him. How be it in the spirit? He does what? He speaketh what? Mysteries. The Bible said that mysteries are the hidden things for us. Tongue speaking is not an entertainment. Whenever you stand to speak tongues, you utter mysteries. And we are going to look at the mysteries behind tongue speaking. So that when you stand to speak tongues, you know what you are doing. Because there are a lot of mysteries you don't know. The first understanding you must have about tongue speaking is that this kind of tongue we are talking about is a tongue that gives you utterance into mysteries. Hey. Mysteries. Somebody say mysteries. Mysteries. So you can't trivialize something that is so powerful that when it is being engaged, it brings out what? Mysteries. You can't trivialize it. So a true tongue speaking believer is a person who utters mysteries. So when you begin to pray, oh, Rano Mosana Valia Kata, what I just said now you don't understand. But in spirit, a mystery has been released. Oh, are you in? We are going to look at those mysteries. We're going to look at them. You're going to look at them. So this tongue is for your private devotion. Can we read the same chapter, verse 14 and 15? Chapter 14, verse 14 to 15. I said we are laying foundation. So I want you to follow. I want you to follow. Because the feeling and the fullness is based on this understanding of our tongues. I will. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit what? Pray it. But my understanding is what? Unfruitful. Verse 15. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit and I will sing with the understanding also. So this scripture here is telling us there is a tongue that we speak that is only the thing of what? The spirit. Are you with me? And it is private. It is you. I. It is not to anybody's interest. It serves you. So it is something that serves your devotional life. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. So this tongue, as you have already read, there is no way anybody cannot understand it. It's a coded language inspired by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let's go to the verse 18 and 19. Let's read it. Then I'm going to conclude on today's own. Then the following week, we will move into the mysteries of this tongue. The mysteries, you're going to move into it. But I'm going to give you one thing today. That when you live here, you I think I've said a lot that you should know that you shouldn't joke with tongue speaking. It's a language you shouldn't joke with. If nothing at all, you know that your identity is on that. Spiritual identity. They'll ask you to pronounce shibboleth. So sometimes if you said you're a Christian, yeah, the proof, let's hear it. I told that the tongues were used to authenticate Christians. So when you speak in tongues, then we know that yes, you are one of them. It was a sign that this is a Christian, this is a church. I thank my God, I speak with tongue more than ye all. Verse 19. Yet in the church, I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in unknown tongues. So Paul was saying that this tongue is fruitless to serve people. But I speak it more than you. But when it comes to edifying you, I don't use this. I'd rather speak 5 words which will edify you than me speaking. Because if I speak, it doesn't edify. Hallelujah. Amen. So this tongue, I said the name is called the tongues of what? Mysteries. These are the diverse kinds of tongues we have in the church. So when we are talking about tongue speaking, before you generalize it, know that there are 4 expressions of tongues. That which is of men and of angels. That which is what? A sign. That which is what? A ministry. And that which is what? Of what? Mysteries. But the emphasis is on the tongues of what? Mysteries. Speaketh mysteries. Now I'm going to give you one. Let me lay this foundation and then we'll close. Oh, lava brosha. Let's go back to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. Jesus, thank you. For if I pray, I want us to read together. Let's go together, huh? For if I ought pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is on. We take it again. For if I pray in unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Now, the foundation of the tongues of mysteries is here. And this is what, listen to me very well. Do you know that it is only tongue speaking that do not need permission of your mind? The Spirit of God does not need the permission of your mind to operate. Follow me. Everything, listen to me, everything that God can do with you needs the alignment of your mind. Works through your mind. Your spirit in you, your spirit. He said, my spirit. Don't say the Holy Spirit, he said, my spirit. Your spirit, the regenerated spirit, having the Holy Spirit in you. For it to have anything expressed, it has to work together with your mind. So as far as the believer's mind is transformed, determines how much his spirit can what, influence him. So the Bible said, be ye transformed by the what? Renewal of what? So the transformed believer is the one who the spirit in him, which is the regenerated spirit, where the Holy Spirit sits, you see it reflecting in the person. So this is why you see that there are certain things, the things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do is because of the transformation that is happening towards your mind, allowing the spirit in you bringing forth. But do you know that when it comes to tongue speaking, your spirit does not need the permission of your mind? If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit ought pray, but understanding is what? Where does understanding come from? The mind. So, when God wants to, if God wants to control or have total dominance over a man's life, one of the way or the strength by which it is done is by tongue speaking. Have you noticed that you can, you know, tiredness is a state of mind? Do you know that? How many of you know that? No, it's a state of mind. Do you know that you can be very tired, but when you start speaking in tongues, you don't know where it happens? Who has been caught up in that trap before? I remember 2015. I don't know probably if you remember. Those days that we used to have the retreat. Pastor Dennis, you may remember. Retreat. Daddy came and taught us from 4 p.m. and closed at 9 p.m. When he closed, we thought that we have closed and we are leaving. And Pastor Collins took over the microphone. We are praying to close. I don't know if Prophet will remember that scene that day. When we closed at 6 a.m. Nobody complained though. Do you know what? We were very tired. But the moment we started speaking in tongues, because the mind do not have the capacity to resist that, because it is stronger than it, that state of tiredness was lost. And this body that was so weak was able to stand from 9 to 6 a.m. In the morning service when Daddy was teaching, that day you know that we could sleep. We slept. We really slept. Why? Because when it comes to tongue speaking, the mind, we don't need his permission. That is why when God wants to really transform a man, you see that the tongue-speaking believer is easily influenced. Why? Because when the person begins to speak tongues, the mysteries are super stronger than the mind. Oh. Do you know there are many things? Oh, come on. I'm going to give you another example. Have you been there and then a funny thought came into your mind? In quote. Then you start speaking in tongues and you don't know what happened. It disappeared. Who has experienced that before? Are you with me? It's because tongue speaking is stronger than your mind. And the soul of the man, the mind is the control room of the soul. The mind is the leader of the will, of the intellect of man. So when the mind has something that is more stronger than it, that is why God came down as Holy Ghost, baptizing with tongue speaking. So that anytime you open your mouth, you speak in tongues. You know what you do? You are able to superimpose the will of God over your soul. That is why a true tongue speaking believer cannot make practice of sin. You see, your mind is unfruitful for that. You cannot be Holy Ghost filled, blowing in tongues, and at the same time thinking of something evil. It can't happen. I think there's a question mark on our tongue speaking now. Because if we speak tongues, and in that tongue speaking, we still have certain things fighting us, it means that there's something wrong. That is why it's a mystery. And I said, we are going to look at this very well. I just give you one clue. So that is why God placed emphasis on tongues. Because there is a way he can bypass your heart, mind, and begin to bring things that are in your spirit. Are you with me? The deposits of God in your spirit, God is able to bypass your mind and is able to bring it because it's your spirit that speaks it. Have you been there and sometimes something scared you? Then you got angry. You stood up and you start, oh, brava la Messiah. There's a courage that came over you. Recently, I felt something funny. I was lying in my chair in the house. Then I felt one side of me like this, like as an electric movement at one side of me. And when I saw that, like when that feeling came, I tried to move and then I noticed that it is not responding. Like as if I've been shocked by electricity. Then it started to move. From this, like as it was traveling, I started because I said, what is the meaning of this? Then out of that, I lift up my voice. Oh, fala braso taka. I begin to speak in tongues. After 25 minutes, I don't know where that numbness. I don't know how it happened. Do you know what happened? My mind was already feeding on something that has happened in my flesh and was trying to respond to it. But for my spirit to be able to superimpose itself over the mind and get me out of that state, it did it through tongue speaking. I pray for you today. There are many things we could have dealt with if we had known the mystery behind tongues. I pray for you today. May you not be that tongue-speaking believer who will speak tongue for nothing. Oh, man, the levesire. I said, we are going to really look deep into this because the feeling of the believer and the fullness of the believer is on the impact of tongues, language. May you not speak the heavenly language. May you not speak the language of mysteries. Oh, now you understand why Apostle Simon is very, very interested in tongue speaking. He talks a lot about mysteries. Because there is a language called the language of mysteries that we speak. And when we utter mysteries, when we begin to speak mysteries, things bow to mysteries. I pray for you that what you speak now will be the language of mysteries. Let that mysteries begin to have effect in your life.
I pray for you that henceforth your spirit will begin to superimpose itself over the flesh. Do you know that one of the ways we deal with the things of the flesh is praying long in tongues? Sometimes when you see that there is an addiction, your atmosphere is not right, you begin to switch in tongues. Do you know why? Because the mind has no power as far as we begin to speak mysteries, because that mystery superimposes itself. I pray for you. You begin to learn the advantage. This is the advantage. That's why when you go to work and something begins to happen and people are beginning to panic, you withdraw yourself. Then you start. And in that instance, whilst all they are panicking, you are generating an energy. You are generating an energy that is putting your soul silence. And mysteries are coming out there. And things that are supposed to align to align, because mysteries are altered. I pray for you. I pray for you. May you be a filled and a full believer whose mysteries will begin to transform things around you. Oh, Randa Babasaya. I said, now you press premium on tongue speaking. Make it your habit at every instant. Oh, Rasene Melevasaya. Sometimes people will come and shake you, and they came with a shaking of evil intent. But as you speak in tongues, that intent return back to them. I pray for you. Don't let anybody bully you henceforth, because you possess something called the mystery of tongues. You possess something called the mystery of a language. The Bible said it is unfruitful to your soul, but you speak it unto the Lord. I declare that henceforth your spirit will superimpose itself. Do you know why? Because greater is here. That is in you. And when you begin to allow the greater in you have an expression in the outside world, guess what will happen? If the greater one lives in you and he begins to have an expression out of you, although we may be little, but despise not our little beginning, because we possess in us no melia seeker, a system that we alter mysteries. So when I tell I'll be a billionaire, be careful, because I spoke mysteries. So Paul said, we didn't come to you in the enticing words of men, but we came in the demonstrations of what? He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of men the things that the Lord. Oh, do you know why? But he said, for us, we have advantage of knowing, because that spirit is in us. And when we begin to alter, let that sickness begin to feel the mysteries of God. Let that poverty begin to feel the mysteries of God. Let that addiction begin to feel the mysteries of God. I don't know what has weighed you down, but today I came to tell you that the true tongue speaking believer alters mysteries. Alters mysteries that your soul. Can you be on your feet? Next week, we will zoom into the mysteries. I just told that tongue speaking is a language of mysteries. We will zoom into the mysteries. And when we begin to zoom into the mysteries, you value tongue speaking. My devil speaking tongue said, I'm shy. Hey! I don't care where I am. When it comes on me like that, da bra da ba 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 ba. I don't care whether you. I don't care. I don't have. I don't care, because I know what I'm doing. Do you know why the fathers of today are having issues with us? Because we don't know. We are ignorant about the mysteries of tongues, the mystery behind it. We misuse it. That's why the fathers are complaining. Not that because of the tongues we pray, the redeeming tongues of prayer we pray is a problem, but because the people who are praying have no understanding of what they are doing, there's less power or no power. See believers, and then we be speaking tongues, and then let me see you here in church when you say you are praying in tongues and you be doing yourself something. Ha! Hey, come on! Can we blow in some mysteries right now? We want to blow in mysteries. Blow it. Ha! Oh! You may feel tired, but you just do it for 1 minute and see what happened. Lebrano seteka. Oh, rana mama moshe bebebebe. Do you know you are setting yourself on fire when you speak in tongues? Oh, let that deep comfort. Let that deep comfort. Karada babo sete. Iranio shanda mosata. Korebe bara masuya. Are
you praying in tongues? Are you praying? Come on, come on, come on, be loud. Express yourself in your heavenly language. And I want you to speak now the language of mysteries. The language of mysteries. Shola rababo sahaya. Kade ramamo sende. O rabo shanakaya. Iramon belano shiaka. In the name of Jesus, I want to give you this principle of unfruitfulness of the mind to you. Listen, when the Bible says that when you speak in tongues, the mind is unfruitful, do you know what it means? It means that what happens to your mind at that time is not as a result of your soul. What happens to you right that moment is the mind of Christ. Have you heard of Holy Ghost ideas before? Have anybody heard of Holy Ghost ideas before? Hello? Have you ever been in an exam room when you have learned and you sat before the paper and everything went black? Then you begin to speak in tongues. At that instant, your mind was arrested by some form of attack. Could be physical, whatever be the case. But the moment what starts happening to your mind, you start able to recall certain things. At that instant, it is not your mind. It is the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost. Some of you, your lifting is in that tongue speaking. You don't know that you will speak in tongues and you will see that an idea will drop in your head. That is the breakthrough. When we say that when we speak in tongues, the mind is on foot, it means that the mind ceases to operate by its natural cause. The Holy Spirit takes over. The mind of Christ begins to work. So when you find yourself in a situation, what you need to do is begin to speak mysteries. And let the mysteries begin to have control. So you see, sometimes when you are praying tongues, you say you look like your mind wants to do some rough. Then you break through, then you see that you have switched. Everything that happens at that instant, you are soaring in the spirit. Today, I believe that God wants to give us some Holy Ghost ideas, some Holy Ghost directions, some Holy Ghost revelation. So you and I are going to pray in tongues for 2 minutes. I don't know what you want. I don't know what you are looking up to for this year that God will do for you. But if indeed when we pray, our mind becomes unfruitful and the Spirit operates fully, free course of the Spirit, then right now we want to engage that principle right now. Lift up your voice and pray in 2 minutes. Pray in tongues for 2 minutes. And you will see that God will begin to. No prophet can prophesy without speaking the Holy Ghost. When we hold the microphone, we begin to pray in tongues. You will see that we suspend all the elements of our natural system. Then the Spirit have its free flow. Come on! Speak it! Don't be intimidated. Be louder in it. Shana mo shaka. Rabe kono no mo vosaya. Ramina mo shana kapaya. Sometimes when I sit behind the Bible, and I begin to study to come and preach, I switch into the Spirit and I begin to pray in tongues. Then I will see that revelations are poured on me. I begin to receive insights. You think I come here to preach because I read books and listen to messages? I switch. I suspend my mind and I allow the Spirit to have its free course. Oh, you don't know what is at work in you. God wants to give you an idea for 2024. There is a direction you need for December. It is coming. It is coming in this tongue. It's coming. That breakthrough you are crying for, God is going to give you a clue right now in that tongue speaking. That thing that has been suppressing you, a solution is coming through tongue speaking. And as we press into no mysteries, the mysteries that we speak, what those mysteries are doing, you do more, you do more, you do more than what I'm asking you to do. You see that you spend longer time in tongues. You pray more in tongues. Oh, valama sahaka. Oh. Lift up your hand. In the next 3 minutes.
Mano Bresaya.
Prophet of God, you have a message for us. Lift up your hand. There's a shift in the atmosphere. There's a shift in the atmosphere. Oh, Shabadianos. Oh, you see, your spirit is boiling up. Because right now, your mind has been seized from oppression. So that thing you have been worried about, the Holy Ghost has taken over. Sometimes this is how we offload our burdens to God. You can you think about things and I know, and then you begin to speak in tongues, the Holy Ghost take over. Then you see the relief of the Spirit. In no time, you see the ideas will start coming to deal with the situations. How can we be tongue speaking people and will not benefit from these systems of God? I am an effective preacher and teacher of the word because of tongue speaking. I am an effective prophet of God because when God wants to speak, when I need to come in with a wavelength with God, so when I come with the wavelength with tongues, then you see that I'll tune into the frequency of the Holy Spirit. That's how I get into the frequency of the Holy Spirit. Then you see, you begin to speak. Sometimes you think that there's somebody with you because the things you begin to hear, is this thing real? Today, don't misuse your tongues. Lift up your voice and speak it. Oh, Felanosia. It is not in the vocabs. It is what the Spirit is doing. Oh, Celos. Man of Resaya. Sometimes you can pass a place and then you are soaked with secular songs. You are soaked with certain things. Then you get home and you begin to speak in tongues and you see that you are relieved. Ha, ha. Hey! Oh, I love this. The language of the mysteries. Shalem over Lesaya. The language of the mysteries. Come on. Come on. Oh. Manobobo Sandy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Make. Over Lesaya. Oliver Brasaya, sweet Holy Spirit. How did you enjoy the atmosphere for 1 minute? I'm done. Listen, enjoy the atmosphere 1 minute.
Just breathe the name upon me. So glad you stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now.